And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin this morning, live from North County Ford in Vista, right off the 78 freeway in Vista Way. Easy to get to. Come on down and join us. We have a great crowd already assembled here. And, boy, do we have a great guest to our North County's own, Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels. We're going to be talking some fishing here because there's plenty of it going around. Come on down to North County Ford, win some great prizes, and join the fun here on Southern California Sports. Fishing Voice, it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing land and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, it's pretty darn cool place up here.
North County Ford and Vista. We're in Ken's territory here. Good morning, Ken Corwin.
Good morning.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for inviting me. This is great.
Your hometown's here.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right next door in Oceanside.
Yes, just a little bit west of us.
Here. Yeah, cool. Well, North County Ford, of course, we're live here for the next 2 hours, so come on down. We have some great prizes to give away. The Cowboy and Tommy P have loaded over there on the table. Absolutely loaded. We already have a nice crowd here, and we have the Shimano Casting Contest getting ready to roll here, and a lot going on. Easy to find just off Vista Way on the 78 freeway in Vista. Geez, you're, 10 minutes from your shop, right, Ken?
Yes, it took 8 minutes to get here.
8 minutes to get here. All right. Very good. And what's been happening at Ken's Custom Reels?
Oh, busy, busy.
Yeah?
Fish are biting. Everybody's
right out in front.
Literally. Last week, they caught them as close as 2 miles in front of the harbor.
2 miles.
2 miles.
Front,
yeah. Yesterday, they moved way offshore. They were 7 miles.
Seven miles.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And what's so weird about this bluefin tuna is it's in a variety of water temperatures, right?
Well, it seems to be on that. Last week, the water rolled on the beach.
Big time.
Yeah, like 10 or 11 degrees.
Yeah.
But the fish just outside there, the water temp's still good.
Yeah.
Plenty of bait. I mean, it's So why they're there, the groceries are there, there's bait everywhere. So they don't seem to leave. They go up and down, you know.
Yeah.
This week it would seem to be more of a morning bite or right at dark bite.
Yeah.
Not really an afternoon thing, but that may change today.
Yeah, you just don't know. Yeah.
Bluefin, yeah.
And there's a lot of boats out, I know, between the 267, 277. It's like a, like everybody.
Yeah,
from
this,
San Diego to Oceans, well, actually, to all the way to Redondo. I saw,
yeah.
saw Redondo boats.
This morning the harbor was a little bit backed up.
I can imagine. That's got to be a focal point at the launch ramp right there. It's got to be where everybody wants to launch from right now, right?
Yes. And so there was a line at the bait receiver. There was a lot of headlights early this morning.
Early this morning.
Backing down. So.
Yeah. People want to go catch those elusive bluefin.
They're close.
So have you found the trick? Have you found the secret weapon?
Well, I hear what works, but it's always something different. So it's mostly surface stuff. So Colt Sniper, stick bait, poppers, surface iron, mostly in the mint colors. And if you're lucky enough to get it in the spot, there's a lot of success going on out there. So
people are catching.
Occasionally a bait fish. You know, they'll get a bait and bump into one. I don't know if they run into the line and snag them or what, but whatever it takes.
And you get on one of those foamers. I mean, the likelihood of, like you're saying, getting on the right spot is being right there in that minute of foam.
Yeah, the opportunity, the window of opportunity is pretty small.
Yes, you got to get on it.
And then you hear of a guy that sits there on one spot and catches two or three.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's bluefin. It's so typical of them.
And varying methods. I mean, one day you'll hear, oh, real big success doing this, and then the next day you hear big success doing that.
Yeah, the magic lure changes hour by hour.
And then the other crazy thing, too, is I was out on Thursday and saw the guys trolling these big spreader bars around, like two football fields behind their boat. I guess they've had some success with those, too.
Yeah,
huh?
It's more of the East Coast coming to the West Coast than somebody trying it, having success, and then starting to see a lot of it.
Yeah.
And some of them are way
like
behind the boat.
In a different zip code.
Like the boat goes by, and several minutes later, the jig goes by.
Yeah, right, yeah. We saw one guy, it was like, we're looking in the binoculars, like, oh, wow, there's a foamer behind that boat. And we get up there, and I was like, no, that's a spreader bar. It's like miles behind the boat. But I guess there's been some success on those, huh?
One of our customers was telling me about one that he got. It actually, one of the baits in the spreader bar, it has a rudder, so that you can turn that spreader bar or direct the spreader bar out into the clean water out of the wake because it keeps chugging that direction.
That direction.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. That way you don't have to go so far.
Quite so far. Yeah, you're out in clean water sooner.
Yeah, I know that they make things like that with one for the port side and one for the starboard side.
Yeah.
Like two different ones.
Yeah.
There's everything you want. And just buy more tackle, right?
I like it when they just eat a sardine.
Just throw it out there and they're ready to eat the sardine. Yeah. And the long-range boats as well as the local boats have had success with that, you know, sitting on plunker bites, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Both up on top and with the sinker rig.
Yeah.
And patience.
Patience. Yeah,
or lots of bait. One of the two.
Yeah, they're throwing a lot of bait. Yeah. So you just recently came back from a trip on the American Angler, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we were really fortunate in our timing. It was a 3-day time where they bit bait. I mean, they readily ate fly line sardines.
Yeah.
And the cool part was, I watched the SeaWorld fireworks 3 nights in a row sitting on deck on the boat.
On the American Angler.
That's how far away we were.
Wow.
You could see the fireworks.
And were we catching?
Yeah, we did really well. We had limits, 3-day limits for
3 days.
180. Bluefin and mostly on fly line.
Fly line sardines.
Some of that nighttime bigger fish on the knife jigs and the flatfalls.
Yeah.
But the cool part about the bait fish was it could be 30 pounds or 100 pounds. You didn't get to choose.
So what were you fishing? Keeping that in mind.
I was fishing 40-pound Seiko fluorocarbon.
AFCO Seiko fluorocarbon,
AFCO Seiko, 40-pound. Because you needed 40-pound because of the potential fish that you might hook.
Sure.
And a small circle hook. I was using a number four Mutu.
Number four.
Yeah.
That's a small hook.
Yeah.
I like that Cyclo stuff.
It's awesome.
It's been really good fluorocarbon for you. Have you tried the gold?
I've tried breaking that Cyclo, and it's still
it's very strong. Abrasion resistance.
Yeah.
But the other one that's growing on me too, Ken, is the Seaguar Gold. Have you tried that stuff?
I have not personally fished it.
Let me tell you, it'll change your world. I fished the Cyclo and I fished the Seaguar, and the Gold has won me over, seriously.
I'll have to get some of that in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, it's sure. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's amazing how thin it is and yet so strong, too. Yeah.
And what I have found is it it doesn't wear down. It doesn't get the teeth marks and the abrasion on it and stays super, super strong.
Yeah. And Corey fishes for things that have teeth, too.
Yeah,
those big calicos have some teeth, right?
Well, bluefin have some teeth, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The other ticket was you had to kind of figure out what they wanted spot to spot on whether they wanted the bait out where the chum was. A lot of them wanted it just a hot sardine just dropped on the side and straight down. So you still had to figure it out, but, it was awesome.
Good
it was
trip. And being on the American Angler is just like, oh, my gosh.
Yes, and so far away. So far away.
Oh,
you know, you could make out, on the third day, you could make out individual houses in La Jolla there.
Really?
Not just the shoreline with houses. You could... We were not very far.
That is crazy.
That's fun.
Yeah, and it's still pretty close. I mean, there's stuff, like you say, 3 miles off the beach of Oceanside, right?
They're there.
Yeah, there's fun.
Now it's all that Fulmer stuff where we had drifts on fish you didn't see.
Yeah,
you know,
and bigger fish.
And just long drifts.
Yeah.
It was just 3 days up.
Oh,
awesome.
Man. That's crazy. How long ago was that?
That was the 13th, 14th, and 15th of July.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago.
All right. Yeah, great. So what's been going on in the shop? You guys been busy?
Yeah.
Doing a lot of reels?
Busy. Lots of reels.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of reels.
People burning up reels on these big bluefin?
Yep. That's salt water.
Yeah, salt water.
Both of those things just
destroy. What is it about that salt water stuff, right?
We love it.
Yeah.
It ruins everything.
Job security.
Yeah, job security.
If we were in Kansas, we wouldn't have much to do. So,
Yeah.
Salt water is great. And it's just busy, the excitement with all this bluefin, especially here in Oceanside, being close like that.
Sure.
It's guys are coming. They're finding a way to get off work early so they can run down and dump the boat in.
Because it's like afternoon stuff. You get out there, you're right next to it.
There, you don't have to go far.
And you don't have to catch much. You could catch 700 pounder, you're good.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a nice afternoon of fishing. Yeah. What happened to that inshore, Corey? My God.
I don't know, man.
Crazy. It went from 71 to 59 at Point Loma.
And it's happened at Oceanside. I'm sure we'll hear from Brian. I'm pretty sure it's happened up at Dana Point and up that direction, too. It's just something, you know, and Ken and I were talking about it before the show, and it just... The Southern California bite, I mean, there's so much bait, but yet we have the prolific pelagic species that visit here because of all the bait. And the reason all this bait is, all this tuna is right off the ocean side is because of the bait.
Yeah.
And not very far down, you have very cold water that has the nutrients.
Nutrient-rich.
That upwelling comes in and actually recreates their cycle again.
Well, it's always there. It's the upwelling that kind of shows its... self and creates that 59 degree water on the surface.
Yes.
So you're getting an initial visual of what's 30 feet down.
Yeah.
Yep. It's kind of it's where we live and it's healthy and it's part of the program.
And
really.
That's why you're finding bluefin in 61 degree water and 72 degree water in all different places there.
Yep.
And you have to imagine 30, 40 fathom down.
Yeah.
They're in very cold water.
Oh yeah.
No, right?
No question about it.
You know, if it's not 72 on the surface, it's just like they're 20 fathom down, really.
You know, my friend in Hawaii, they have a lot of stripers over there, and they never see them. They never see a striper up
there.
Because
they're so far down?
Because the water is all the same
on the surface,
top to bottom.
Oh, okay.
The water is all warm, where... The only way we see a marlin up here is when it comes up tailing.
Yeah.
And that's because that's that It's cold down below there. They get up there on that surface.
So in Southern California, they want to be in that top 20, 30 feet of the water column.
The only warm water there is.
Yeah.
It's cold down below there.
And speaking of marlin, there's been some marlin seen lately, huh?
Yeah.
Have you caught?
Yep.
Yeah, they're around. It's kind of that time of the year, getting into August here, just beginning of August.
I think it's pretty much incidental because everybody's looking for bluefin there.
Yeah. There's a marlin. Yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot going on here on Let's Talk Hookup Live from North County Ford, right, Corey?
Oh, a lot going on. Are you kidding me? I mean, you can come down and join us. You know,
look at a casting contest right in front of us, full speed ahead.
Pete, I live probably in one of the furthest parts of San Diego County to get here.
Yeah.
It took me 30 minutes.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
me too.
If you're in Southern Orange County, if you're anywhere in San Diego County, you could be here within 30 minutes at the North County Ford and Vista. Right. I took Vista Village Drive and here. It's
now, how did you come from Santee? You came up the 15 to the 78?
That's exactly it.
Yeah, okay.
And then Vista Village Drive, and it's literally 100 yards off the freeway.
Yeah. And then you come from the 5 to the 78. North or south, and then you get off at Vista Village Drive, easy to find, right?
But come and enjoy the crowd and enjoy the casting contest. In fact, Pete, for one lucky stand up to the mic question, we're giving away a pair of Maui Jims. I mean, how much cooler is it than that? I mean, they get a gift certificate, they go on the site, they can pick anything other than a prescription pair.
Yeah.
And the casting contest, I've already seen a dead ringer in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
How cool is that?
Some good ones, and we've got obstacles today on the casting contest.
There is,
too.
Like you told Arnie, real estate is primary, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And so, hey, we're giving away Anza Filet Nacho, Seaguar fluorocarbon package, and a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaford.
Prizes for the casting contest.
For the casting contest. And everyone that attends, this is the coolest part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
As you said, we have a lot to do here. Everyone that's here gets a ticket. For being in the casting contest,
right,
you get a ticket, but also for just being here, you can enter for free, just put your ticket in. Given away, you can be one of eight, okay, that's going to Kingfisher.
To qualify for that.
To qualify for the Kingfisher trip in Sitka, Alaska. I mean,
any trip in 2022, trip for one, any trip that's available in 2022 to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. And the way it works is we qualify one from the casting contest today that has not qualified before, and then we qualify one from a random draw at 9 o'clock. You register with Tommy and Cowboy over there. You get into the random draw. We draw it, and you're one of eight qualifiers. Now, if you don't win the trip to Kingfisher Charters, we have amazing other prizes, like a trip on the Blackjack, four-pack out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We have AFCO and Hydros gear, the ultimate foul weather gear. We have Shimano rods and reels. We have a Maui Jim sunglasses. So if you're one of those eight qualifiers, you're going to get a great prize.
And Pete.
And you have that chance to win that Kingfisher Charter.
And if all that wasn't enough, there's a table full of giveaways.
Yeah.
If you come on down, there's AFCO stuff, and there's Seaguar. I saw the Seaguar fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't see was any of the gold.
Yeah.
Well, like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, gold's a little harder to get.
It is. But the Seaguar, there's Cutwater, there's all kinds of goodies.
And we have, also some AFCO Filet Knives. We have AFCO Psychofluorocarbon 2. We have Trip on the San Diego, Trip on the Liberty. We have a Cows Custom 2-speed reel.
You got Kim perked up on that one.
Blueprint, which
nice.
And Cal oftentimes, he's just come back from Cedros. He was on our Let's Talk Hookup trip, Cedros. So he and Eric may show up here today. We'll see him.
I can't wait to see it. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to have to come down and join us here at North County Ford and Vista.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to give us a shout, talk to Ken. Stoked to have Ken from Ken Custom Reels in here. Give us a shout, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, a fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bay certificates, and the lowest price on gas for a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with the minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island launch ramp, Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice, free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hayden Lynn here from Fastlane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrix series. Hobie took the best-selling i11s and made it even better. Then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar-sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastlaneKayaking.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out Islander-Charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit Islander-Charters.com for all the details.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're up here at North County Ford and Vista, and a lot of people, man. It's pretty cool, Pete. And
yeah,
like I said, anywhere, San Diego County, Southern Orange County, could be here probably in 30 minutes or maybe a little bit,
Yeah, I think it's earlier crazy. In the show I said Vista Way. I'm reminding people of my roots. I lived here in Vista, and it used to be Vista Way. Now it's Vista Village Drive, right?
Yes.
So Vista Village Drive off of Highway 78, either north or south, whether you're coming inland or from the coast or inland, that's the easiest way to get. It's literally about 100 yards off the freeway. So once you
miss it.
Once you go north on Vista Village Drive, you can't miss it. Just look for the Ford signs and look for the crowd here we have assembled at North County Ford. I want to thank all the nice people here at North County Ford and, of course, the San Diego County Ford dealers. You know, I was talking to the Ford dealers, and they were talking about all the new product that's coming out for Ford. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's like Ford is moving, and they are going to have some amazing product once they get caught up with them. And of course, inventories are always a challenge right now. But
I see inventory on the lots.
They have used cars and trucks. They have new cars. I saw a brand new Ford Bronco Sport here, and that new Ford Bronco, they came out with the full size Bronco now. You want to get on the list?
A lot to look at.
There's a lot here. And then of course they have the new electric F-150 coming out next year, and so much Ford product that San Diego friendly Ford dealers are just
you know, they're just in the forefront of vehicles right now. So get on down to your San Diego County Ford dealer. Get on down to North County Ford right here today. And we have a good friend that's joining us today, Yusuf Husseini. Good morning, Yusuf. Step up to the mic there, Yusuf, and thanks for joining us here at North County Ford. In Vista, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good morning.
You may recognize Yusuf's last name, Husseini. It sounds like a familiar guy in the industry. Do you have like a guy that you're associated with that's in the fishing industry?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you don't. I wouldn't claim him here. Actually, his brother is Ali from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge, of course. And they kind of even look a lot like it. But he's the smarter younger brother, though, right?
Yusuf. Don't say that too loud.
Yusuf,
claim him, please.
Yeah. Yeah, but Yusuf, of course, you're now involved with Let's Talk Hookup, one of our new sponsors here, and we call him Yusuf the Realtor because that's what you do, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
Been selling houses around San Diego here for a little over 6 years. I do residential real estate, and my biggest batch of customers are anglers.
Really?
I'd say over 50% of my clients are anglers, a lot of them from the fishing industry that I've just known for years and have fished with, and now they trust me to do their real estate transactions.
That's pretty cool. So, that's why you're targeting fishermen, is because you can speak the language because you are a fisherman.
Definitely. We all come from kind of the same breed.
Yeah.
You know, sportsmen kind of take care of each other, and through real estate and even my last business, my biggest support was from anglers.
Yeah.
You know, we're all a small family of people that like the same thing and are like-minded. And I honestly like dealing with anglers the best.
Sure.
You know? They look out for me, I look out for them, and it works out great.
Yeah. So you specialize in what in the real estate game?
I specialize in residential real estate, buying and selling. I'm mostly a listing agent, but I do have buyer's agents as well, and I sell a lot of homes to clients and try to make dreams come true for friends and anglers alike.
That's cool. And what's really cool, too, is at your website, you can actually get with a no-obligation kind of cost estimate, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if you guys have been sitting on your house, you have a ton of equity, and you're thinking about moving or you want to move out of state, I know a lot of people are right now, prices have never been higher than they are right now. We have people fighting for places because inventory is so low right now. You can hop onto my website if you just have an idea of what your house is worth. You can go to SoCalHomeEval.com.
SoCalHomeEval.com.
You got it.
Yeah, and you can actually link that on the Let's Talk Hookup website, too, on our links page. You'll see Yusuf the Realtor. Just click on that. It'll take you right to SoCalHomeEval.com.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can go on there. There's no obligation. You go in, type in your address, and it'll pull up all your information. Just make sure it's right. And then submit it. And within a few minutes, you'll get an email with a home evaluation of what the average home in your area is selling for. So that's not going to be, you know, set in stone. The best thing to do is if you're serious about it, I can go on there and get your home eval, and then I'll follow up with you. We'll set an appointment, and I'll come by and see the place.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That should give
but
you
there's
a
no obligation if you do that. You just want to have a general idea of where you're at right now?
Completely. Just hop on. It's automated. You put your info in. It pulls down all the comparable homes in the area. It takes an average of those homes and gives you a price.
Yeah. Yeah, and here's the other thing that's really cool about Yusuf, and very different than his brother Ali. He's really a nice guy.
He's actually nice.
Yeah, he's a really nice. He really is. Yeah, and Ali, his brother, will admit to that too. but no, Yusuf's a great guy. He's a very knowledgeable guy. A piece of property I was talking to him about, and it's like, wow, I didn't know you could do this and do that. So he's super knowledgeable, has some great ideas, and really knows his stuff. So
yeah.
You just want to get a general idea about where you're sitting in this on your piece of property?
That, or if you have any real estate questions about anything.
Yeah.
Let's say you've got a house that's a rental and you want to expand that into more income, maybe do a multifamily property, which there's actually some pretty good deals out right now. We can sell that house for you, take that money and leverage it into some bigger income.
Wow.
And a lot of people are doing that right now.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to make generational wealth, the best thing to do is stack them up. You know, the more doors you have, the more income you're going to have.
Sure. And rents aren't going to get any cheaper here in Southern
Absolutely
California.
Not.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Or wherever you are, really.
With this low inventory, you know, it's hard enough for people to buy homes, let alone rent them. finding a rental is crazy right now.
Yeah.
You know, I have a client I sold a home to that's living with a friend because she can't find anything.
Find a rental.
She's a fellow fisherman. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
we got
cool.
top dollar for her home, and now she's just searching, you know.
Yeah. Trying to find the right place.
Yeah. Yep. So we need homes.
Yeah.
Call me.
All right. Yeah. So get SoCalHomeEval.com.
You got it. SoCalHomeEval.com.
And then phone number?
My phone number is 619-277-2169. I'm a guy that answers my phone all the time. Please give me a call. And we'll get going on any of the questions you have.
And you're handing out some nice koozies here to everybody. So if you haven't got a koozie from Youssef, you have to hit him up. He's got a bag here. So thanks, Youssef. We look forward to working with you. And congratulations on your success, too.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for having me out today.
All right. Look forward to seeing you on the water real soon.
All right.
All right.
Take care,
thanks
guys.
For coming out to North County Ford. Appreciate that. All right. Mark from Santee is next up. Mark, thanks for coming down to North County Ford and joining us here at our San Diego County Ford
doing?
Dealers.
Good morning. I actually had a question for the Ford dealer, but can you tell me if you do, I know you're custom rods and reels, but do you do work on existing, like we have, I have a Speedmaster 16, and do you do like tune-ups on them?
Yes.
Or you do?
We work on every type of reel.
Oh.
Whether it's repair or maintenance, that's what we do. So I try to keep it going against the salt water that's the enemy. So.
Yeah. What reels do you see that need the most maintenance? I mean, the ones that come in that you say, oh, you should have brought this to me last year.
You mean that brand?
Yeah, well, I mean, like some of them, like Ricky and I always joke, it's like, I know it's wrong, and we should bring our Talicas in and have you service them and stuff like that. Yeah. But
Talica is a little, we call it a little tank because it just keeps rolling right along.
Yeah.
Awesome
but,
product.
Yeah.
I would say, you put me on the spot.
Yeah, I know. That's okay.
I say we work on Abbotts more than anything.
Okay, yeah.
And especially the older generation stuff.
So if you have those, don't be shy about getting maintenance done by you guys.
Well, on all your reels, it doesn't matter who makes the product. The salt water will win the battle at some point. So
something that you've mentioned in the past that's stuck with me, even with my bass gear, is if it moves, move it.
If it moves, move it. After you clean your reel, after you rinse your reel off, you don't need to use the fire hose on it. Just rinse the salt water off. But the salt water that gets in the reel as you fish, you can't rinse out. So it's in the reel.
It comes in on your Spectra.
If you turn the handle with wet line, salt water gets behind the spool. It gets in the reel. There is no way to avoid it. Unless you fish in Kansas.
So how often should you have them cleaned and stuff?
Well, so there's repair and there's maintenance. If you maintain your reels regularly, repair goes away.
So, and what is maintenance? What are you talking about?
Servicing the reel after you're done with the season.
Okay. Bring it to you, and you guys just run through, clean it up.
That way the following year you're ready to go.
Good idea.
And so on.
Yeah.
If you don't fish a whole lot in the season, maybe not that season, but the next season. But getting back to what you were saying, after you clean your reel, put it somewhere where you're going to walk by it for the next few days and move it. If the handle,
turn the handle,
move the lever, whatever moves on that reel, continue to move it, and that keeps the salt water from getting a grip on everything that's internal.
It keeps it from settling and getting built up on in a particular area. Yeah.
Salt will get a grip of every bearing that it's sitting on.
Everything. Yeah.
Everything. So if you continue to move it, you're keeping that from happening.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I know everybody's put their reels away nice and clean and come back 2 months later and pick it up. And something doesn't move. The handle's heavy.
Oh, yeah.
The spool doesn't roll like it should. That's because the salt has got a grip.
Nailed it.
But if you keep turning it as it dries inside, you prevent that from happening. You prolong the inevitable.
Yeah. I remember you saying I do it with all my bass gear, too.
It works, the tranks.
It does. It totally works.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a lot easier with the tranks, right? You flip the thing. You can pull the spool out. But before I go fishing, I put a couple drops of oil, you know, on the spool shaft, and then so it's on bearing and on the, you know, on the bearing on the other side, and just I lube up a few bearings, and away I go.
And that reel, you could do that, but a lot of reels, there's no taking it apart.
That's why I say with my bass gear. So.
And what kind of lube?
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for coming down to North County Port. What kind of lube would you recommend?
Any light oil.
A light oil.
Yeah. We have some oil that we bought from a company that's no longer around. We have a couple, 3 gallons of it, and we've never found anything like it. It was called, at the time, it was called Black Market Oil.
Oh, yes, that's...
And when they had to close down, I bought everything they had because we never found anything like this oil.
Yeah.
But... we don't really sell it, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
We use it. What I have is what I have.
That's all you have.
And I don't know what's in it. I've heard what's in it. I'm not sure. But it doesn't seem to go away. It just stays. It doesn't evaporate. It doesn't wear out. It's incredible oil. And we try everything that comes.
Sure.
We try a lot of different products.
Do you sell that in small quantities in the shop for people?
Well, if you bring a small
container or whatever,
like a small one,
you'll fill it for a small amount or something in the shop.
We'll give you a little.
Take care of me. Hey, all right, let's find out what's biting down in the Baja.
I know it. We've got the cast man on hold, and today, sponsored by Gamakatsu. And hey, Gamakatsu has great news. They have their circle hooks now available in size 2 and 4.
The Nautilus circle hook.
I know.
That's huge news.
That's huge news. Yeah. Like I said, Gamakatsu has huge news. Perfect for that finicky bluefin like Ken's talking about right off Oceanside. From the Nautilus Lite, the regular Nautilus, or the new Nautilus HD, having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key. With Gamakatsu Nautilus, you have that choice and the confidence you're getting the finest hook made. Stock up on the Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at select tackle shops now. And we've got the cast man on hold. Good morning, Cass. Good morning.
Hey, great Corey.
Man.
Good morning, Corey and Pete. Hey, just flew back from Florence, Oregon yesterday. And just to let you know, the Dungeness crab are in thick. They're on the bay. They're in Florence.
That sounds awfully delicious.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you, we went out Wednesday, and an hour and a half, we had 36, 3 limits, and they were beautiful, just beautiful crab, but it's really going on. But going out on a day-and-a-half trip on Tuesday night with my buddies Joe and Mike and two other guys on a six-pack, and looking forward to getting into the bluefin tuna. So, you know, we're talking about reels, you know, and keep moving. One of the things I've always said about aging, Pete, you got to keep moving. If you don't move, once you sit down, you don't work anymore. You're done.
That's right. That's true.
Keep moving, man. Keep moving.
Just like Ken's talking about the reels. If it moves, move it.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of, age is kind of like salt water. It just kind of creeps up, and you got to keep moving.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. But anyway, hey, the fishing down in Loretto remains the same. They're still banging away on the Dorado there. Of course, Yellowtail up in the north part there around Pulpito and north of San Bruno there, they're doing very well on the Yellowtail. We're moving down to La Paz, East Cape, and San Jose del Cabo there. Basically the same style of fishing, but, you know, it's amazing how many striped marlin are in that area. Just they're thick down there. And unfortunately, I'm seeing a lot of pictures out of La Paz where they're killing a lot of the marlin. And, you know, no need. Take your picture on the boat and release it. But, you know me, always talking about releasing.
Absolutely.
But, and then, of course, the tuna, not as thick as they should be this time of year, but they're still banging a few down at that Iman Bank, San Luis, Vinorama area there, San Jose del Cabo. I'm sure the East Cape boats are going down there and banging them, too. But they're getting most of the fish are 15 to 30, but they are getting a 50, 60, and occasional 100-pounder, most of it on drifting dead sardinas and chunk squid. But here again, the striped marlin thick from La Paz, actually from Loretto all the way down. But that's your report for this week. Pete, Gosh, you know, unfortunately, we keep getting more people calling for the Loretto Rumble, and I, you know, I hate to turn business away, but, you know, just it's can't full. Get enough boats, unfortunately.
Yeah,
so.
It's full, and we can't seat anymore at that beautiful hotel, too, for the big dinner, too, so 50 is the max, so don't even think about it, Cass.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, it's going to be a hoot, man. I'll tell you, it's going to be bigger and better than we did last year, and looking forward to it. I always look forward to that little trip. But that's a report for this week. Anybody wants to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, down to Central America and South America? Still have two spots on the Tucanari Lodge trip for those big peacock bass and those vampire fish, the payara. Next February 10 to 19. So anybody who wants to join me on that, I've got two spots left. It's going to be a great trip, like we did the year before, last before this doggone COVID hit. But looking there, those fish should be hungry because nobody's fished them in a long time. So anyway, that's the report.
All right, Cass, man, appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Take care.
Very good.
Right.
Here at North County Ford.
Yeah, awesome report, and we're here at North County Ford and Vista. We're going to be right back on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now, you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, we're talking about the durable Talica. Can you see them all right?
Yep, that's a little tank.
Yeah, it's a little tank, and just fantastic, and just a really awesome reel. What's your favorite size?
Oh, I like the 12.
The 12. 12 is a great reel, man.
It's pretty versatile.
Yeah, you know what else I love for fishing that light line, like 40, is that 10, the Talica 10. That's a little tank, too.
They all are. They hold up really well.
They're just strong power. And you have that 2-2 speed option. It's really quite a choice. And when it comes to trying to get these finicky bluefin, you know, that Talica, there's nothing like it. Yeah, check it out at your local Shimano dealer, the Talica reel from Shimano.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Hook up!
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. You can come down and,
yeah,
and enjoy this,
great
man.
Great group here. We're live at North County Ford and Vista.
It.
Fun and time here.
Really a short distance, Pete,
yeah,
from anywhere in
Vista
Southern Orange
Village
County.
Drive. Yeah. Yeah, Orange County. We have a lot of people come. People, I see Steve and his lovely wife from L.A. down here.
There's
a lot of people
here.
From all around here.
And we've got Ken's from Ken.
He only had like 7 minutes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
very close.
Yeah, very, very close. I have an interesting text. You want to text the show, don't forget, go to our Let's Talk Hookup app, and you can text the show from our Let's Talk Hookup app.
We forgot to mention that today.
Yeah, and so and we were just talking about lubricant, and this text, he didn't put his name, so please put your name if you can. What about using WD-40 on your reel after the rinse?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. On the outside.
On the outside.
Yeah. Just, don't use it on the inside.
No.
No.
No, it's... It's a good protection on the outside of the reel.
Uh-huh.
The other product that I really like is the BowShield T9.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the few products that we use is that BowShield for protection on the outside of the reel.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a wax base to it, so it really hooks up
yeah.
the reel. And
stays on the surface.
And so you just spray the outside. So now, one thing I use a lot on the boat is that corrosion block, the blue
mm-hmm.
stuff. Does that work, too? Is that?
The problem we see with some of the corrosion and salt away stuff is it gets overused, or they spray, you know, if a little's good, a lot's better.
Yeah.
And we see a lot of that internally in the reel, a buildup. It gets this kind of gummy, weird
It collects
inside the reel.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm a big fan of freshwater, because there's nothing in freshwater that can hurt anything on your reel. It can only help it.
Are you one of these guys that sprays the reels down with your spray bottle on the boat?
If I can find somebody on the boat, somebody's always got a spray bottle, but yeah, in the evening. I keep my reels covered with the reel cover while they're in the rack. Unless I have the reel in my hand, it is covered up. So that prevents a lot of salt that's just in the air, on the deck hoses, people running by, splashing your stuff. If you keep your reel covered, it helps a lot. But they'll pull the covers off at night and find somebody's spray bottle.
But
there's always one on.
Cuts into your business, though. If the people take good care of their reels, it's going to cut into your...
Again, there's repair and there's maintenance. We would rather maintain your reel than have to fix them.
Fix them all the time.
Right.
All
right.
I got you.
So, yeah, if you keep them covered. So, with this COVID thing, for 25 years, we've had a company called Mark Pack made our little reel skins for our reels. They closed. And they made them for every shop in California had those reel skins. And so I have not found anybody to step up and make those things.
You're looking. If you have that kind of business.
We would just give them away with the reels, you know, because it's so much better for us to have your reel covered than uncovered.
Sure.
And gosh, now we can't find a decent cover out there that isn't, you know, super expensive.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to sew up some reel covers
there, be a good business for you.
Yeah.
Find a market for it.
Well, there's a lot of shops that we all need them.
Yeah.
We all need them.
All right. Hey, John here from Escondido is here. John, thanks for coming down to North County Ford. Looks like you're a Ford man.
Right. He's got this Ford hat on. Good morning, John. Truck
from here 10 years ago.
Get right up on that mic.
I got an F-350. I bought my truck here 10 years ago.
All right, here at North County Ford.
Yeah.
Great.
Hey, Ken, thank you very much for fixing my Abbotts.
To do it.
Earlier in the season and everything like that. But easy, come in, drop it off, tell you what's wrong with it, right? And, you fix it, and I come back a month later, and, we get to pick it up, and very easy. So thank you very much for being easy to get to and taking care of business.
And thank you for understanding it takes time for us to get to your reels.
You can take it early in the season, right? And there's no rush, If you're doing it now, you're going to get to it, I'd like to say when the fishing's over, but fishing doesn't seem to stop.
Yeah. We're fortunate for that, right? Yeah.
You answered a couple of my questions already about the spray. Do you have a certain spray that you like to spray on your reels while they're on the deck?
Just water.
Just water.
Fresh water.
But in a spray bottle.
Spray bottle of water. Just knock the salt out. And Yeah, there's nothing in fresh water that builds up or does anything to your reel other than wash the salt off. So I'm a big fan of fresh water.
All right.
And then when you're at home, you can protect it. There's some products. We like that Bojo T9. And, again, that's just holding the reel and giving it a shot on each side of the reel and then taking a toothbrush and move it around rather than sit there and spray it too much. The toothbrush is the
Oh, good
idea. Then you can get that protection on everything by scrubbing it around. Especially where there's stainless and aluminum touch each other. That's,
sure.
You know, that's where you see little white stuff start
the
growing.
Right.
Yeah.
Corrosion issues.
Yeah, the toothbrush, some T9. And then just polish it up, set it somewhere where you're going to walk by it, and move it.
Right. I know that has stuck in my head.
Does it hurt the line or anything like that?
Well, so if this was my reel, I'd take the reel like that and cover the line and just give a shot on each end of the reel.
Okay.
To get the product on there.
Without spraying the line.
Yeah. And then take the toothbrush.
All right.
And you can move it all around, scrub it all up.
Excellent.
Dry it up.
Cover your line with your hand, mm-hmm. and then spray on either side.
Yeah.
Okay. Good hit. Yep. Good hit. Hey, Colton is here. Good morning, Colton.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, you're here. You're one of the guys here at North County Ford, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you're also an avid fisherman, I understand, right?
Obviously.
Former deckhand at Seaforth Port Fishing?
Yeah.
Right? Is that nice. What boat did you work on?
Well, I didn't necessarily work on it. It was just more of pinheading and trying to get those free trips.
Oh, there you go. All right. Great. And so what do you do here at North County Ford?
I am on I buy used cars.
Okay.
So I get the company cars for to sell, I guess.
Well, okay. So it's a good market for used cars, right?
Yeah, it's definitely high. The market's really high right now. It is dropping. It's going back to normal.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Some of the dealerships are starting to get inventory now. The chip market, you know, the whole chip crisis and stuff is slowly going back to normal.
And Ford here at North County Ford, we were talking about the product that Ford has now and is coming. It's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, definitely. Like the Bronco.
The new Bronco. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw you had some Bronco Sports in stock.
Yep. My wife bought one. And
the Bronco Sport?
Yeah. She loves it.
She loves it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a cool car.
Yep. It does a lot of cool things, definitely.
Yeah. So if you want a new car or a used car, your trade-in is worth, as you know, because the used car guy is worth way more than it's ever been, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're buying used cars for more than what they, you know, three-year-old cars more than what they were bought them for in the beginning. So.
Yeah, like if you, I've heard stories like
crazy?
That where people bought a car for 40 grand and they're selling it for 45,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And they drove it for 3 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's unreal.
That's not just a story. It's real deal.
It's the real deal where, you know, buying Raptors for more than sticker.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. So you guys have some stock here at North County Ford, and if you're looking to trade up, trade in,
mm-hmm.
To a new car, used car, you're the guy to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. So just ask for Colton. If you're a fisherman, just ask for Colton, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Cool, Colton. And what kind of fishing do you like to do?
All of it. I mean, and I love going to the Channel Islands or, San Clemente.
Yeah, nice.
50-pound yellowtail. I finally caught my 120-pound bluefin last year, but I recently got married, so having to spend the time with the wife.
Okay.
Slow
down. Cutting
into
your fishing time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, thanks for joining us. Hang out here with us. And if you have questions about new used cars, see Colton here.
Yep.
He talks our language.
Yeah.
Thanks, Colton.
Have a good one.
Really glad to meet
us.
Appreciate
you.
Thanks for joining us here. Appreciate you guys hosting us here at North County Ford, too. Great.
Awesome place. Cool. And like we were saying, Pete, there's actually cars on the lot.
On the lot.
Yes.
Yeah, you can get them.
Come on down.
Ed from Mira Mesa is next up. But Mike, thanks for coming down to North County Ford, Ed. Good morning.
How's it going, Ed? Good morning to you.
Good. Thanks, guys. I've got a question. I have some fish that I want to send up north, up to Washington with my brother when he comes down. What is the regulations? I mean, to take it on a flight, do you have to check it in, or can you just carry on?
My gosh.
Yeah, I actually, funny you should ask, because I have a lot of experience with that, because my wife loves taking fish back to Ohio, which is her hometown, and the people in Ohio love eating tuna back there and yellowtail and whatever we catch
right?
here. So she actually has done both, checked it and carried on. Hasn't had an issue with carrying on the fish, frozen. And what works really well when you're carrying it on is a wrap it in newspaper. And newspaper is an amazing insulator if you want to wrap it. Always a little better to check it just so you don't have to carry all that weight. But the other thing too is, you know, a lot of the Alaska resorts like Kingfisher Charters and Sitka, Alaska, they wrap their fish in this bubble wrap. It's like a bubble wrap that has a silver outside.
Which is another form of insulator.
Yeah, and you wrap it in that, it stays amazing. So it's not a problem. Frozen is best. But just wrap it good in newspaper or something insulated like a bubble wrap, and either carry it on or check it, and not an issue.
Okay, that's good.
And then they make boxes, too, that you can actually purchase to put them in. Yeah.
Now, what airline did I hear you mention that didn't allow? I heard this last week.
Oh, yeah. JetBlue coming out of Cabo.
Yeah, won't allow you to check
fish from Mexico to the
United States. I heard
that
last week.
That's nuts.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So don't fly JetBlue.
There it is. Hopefully you're not flying JetBlue.
No. And I also have a question for Ken. Ooh. When you spray your eels down out on the deck, do you wipe them down or do you just let the water?
No, just rinse them off. If you want to do that.
When you put the cover, do you hose them down?
Just put the cover back on it.
Okay, you don't need to wipe it or anything.
No.
Oh, good.
No, the fresh water is good for the reel, so it's okay if it sits on it. So.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Ed, for coming down to North 34. Let's jump in the phones.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Vinny. Vinny calling from Carlsbad. Welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I got a question for Ken. How much do you charge to go through a Talca 20? It's relatively new just to service it. And also, do you guys have a fresh top shot to go on there in Spectra at your shop?
Okay, so those reels are $40 on the service, plus any parts it may need. Our prices are between $30 and $50. It just depends on what the reel is. That's a $40 reel, a $40 service. And, yes, we have a line machine and line and top shots, and that's pretty much what I do from morning to night is run that line machine. So,
he's an expert at it. I can attest to that.
Yeah, we can load all your reels up and get them ready to go.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Yeah, it's a good one for sure. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Ken and Ken's Custom Reels when we return. We're in North County Ford Vista, and we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance and cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips. We run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torin 40 HG. From casting Wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torin 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torin lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torin for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle, Torin's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid all-metal Hagane body encases Torin, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HD is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing land and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.